A native of Portugal, João Vale de Almeida is a fan of soccer and port wines. He's the European Union's ambassador to the United States, and this was his first trip to West Virginia.
What I'd like to do is to talk a little bit about Europe, talk a little bit about the United States, and what we can do together.
De Almeida spoke to several hundred WVU students about the need for collaboration between America's government and the European Union as the world's economy continues to move forward following harsh fiscal times in the last several years. The Ukraine-Russian tension is something De Almeida is paying attention to. He says the situation there has the ability to inflict problems on the world economy.
Well, it's one of the top issues that we're dealing with today. Our authorities in Europe are following the events with great attention and care. We are working on a daily basis with our American friends. I think the basic focus of our activity is to first support Ukraine's transition to full democracy.
One of the students who attended the event is Dylan Panny. He's about to graduate from the university with a degree in business management. He asked the ambassador about what incentives countries have to join the EU. Panny says he wants to work in international business and possibly with the EU after his graduation.
And I've always wanted to work in Europe, work for a company that has relations and business, abroad, specifically Europe, because, it's such an important continent and a part of the world in regards to the global economy.
Panny spent some time in Italy, and he plans to go back.
I really think the real factor that set me off into the international business interest was when I studied abroad, getting over there and just meeting the different type of people and learning about different cultures. And it's a whole new way of life. It's a whole different speed. It's a lot of different viewpoints, and it's something that I can really respect. And I think people, of the world should respect.
De Almeida is visiting the state over the next few days and will meet with Governor Earl Ray Tomlin. The ambassador says West Virginia is doing a great job of playing a role in the world's economy, exporting goods at a better rate to Europe than most American states.
West Virginia exports more than $4.5 billion to the European Union. And this is more than the normal national average. So you have a focus on Europe, which I think it's very important.
De Almeida says there are differences, though, between the United States and European Union countries in terms of how they think. One example is the death penalty. He says countries that are members of the EU are not allowed to support the death penalty. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.